Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Now, this week, as part of RTE's focus on climate change, Drive Time has a series of reports on various aspects of environmental change. Today, Fergal Keane has been to a farm in historic Douth in County Meath, where intensive research is underway to establish how farming can become carbon neutral while still producing the amount of food that the world will need. Now, Fergal, this farm, it's in one of the most significant archaeological sites in the country.
It's near the Hill of Tara on the banks of the River Boyne, and Douth is home to very significant Neolithic tombs of its own and to several other historic sites. The farm at Douth Hall comprises of more than 400 acres. It was bought more than 6 years ago by a company called Devenish Nutrition, who, among other things, are involved in research into the area of animal nutrition and sustainability in agriculture. The farm at Douth is in large part a research facility in those areas. So they're experimenting with things like various grass or meadow mixes to improve the carbon intake and outtake, in silvopasture, that's mixing of pasture and trees, and in measuring the amount of carbon retained on their land. Now, they say that's mixes of specific types of grass seed with very specific types of clover and wildflowers can help reduce and even eliminate the amount of nitrogen farmers need to put into soil. It can also help reduce the amount of greenhouse gases emitted by cattle and other grazing animals. So I was there yesterday looking at some of the fields with Dr. John Gilliland. He's the Director of Agriculture and Sustainability with Devenish. He's also the former head of one of the UK's leading think tanks on climate change. He explained the project to me.
We're very passionate about agriculture. At the end of the day, if we're going to have a society by 2050, we have to find a way of producing nutritious food at a lowest climate and environmental impact. So we're putting our money where our mouth is. We bought 440 acres of land here. And really what we're trying to do is, how do we get really good quality nutritious food with as low of environmental impact? So what we're standing here looking at the moment is our new project on multi-species swards.
These are different types of meadows or grass fields that you're growing?
Correct. So traditionally in agriculture, we would have predominantly grass that's ryegrass. Here we've got ryegrass, but we also have got herbs and legumes as well. And what we're looking for is, can we reduce the amount of nitrogen use? Can we get a better nutrition to the animal? So we produce more nutritious meat from that animal, but at the same time drive the carbon within the soil. What we want to try and do in this farm is, can we take carbon out of the sky and lock it in underneath the soil to give our soil more vitality and be part of the solution that we need to a climate smart farming business?
And you believe that by growing different mixtures of grasses, you can improve what the animals take in, what they give out, and also the structure of the soil itself?
We do. At the end of the day, there already has been quite a lot of work done by UCD and by Chagas. What is different here is we're doing it at scale. So we've made a commitment. We've converted 110 acres of our land over with four totally different treatments. We will be finishing beef and lamb off this site. And we're doing it within a landscape of a very traditional Irish landscape with trees and hedges as well. And what we've done there too, we have used new digital technology called LiDAR, where we've actually measured the amount of carbon in our trees and hedges above the ground. So we've created this, what we call an annual carbon balance sheet, where we measure what we emit, we measure what we sequester, and we're looking to improve that. We have an aim by 2025 to produce carbon neutral beef from this farm.
You also, you're said, and you've shown me how the pH in the soil is very important for the amount of carbon it retains.
When we bought this farm was no different to many others. It had, the previous owner had not used enough lime over a long period of time. Our soil pH is a brown earth mineral soil. It was down at 5.5, we wanted it at 6.5. And the reason that's important is carbon is controlled and run by bugs inside the soil. The speed that they turn over our carbon is directly related to pH. Our carbon actually is very low here, we've measured it. It was surprisingly low. And we believe that's down to low pH. So all we want to do is get our soil at optimal pH so those bugs can work harder and we can lay down more carbon and get our soils really healthy. But also that helps deliver a healthy climate as well, because that carbon is coming out of the sky.
And that's John Gilliland talking to you there, Fergal. And that project, I mean, it's a long-term project and they're 6 years in.
Yeah, and even some of the some parts of the project, they're only a few months into it. But just when he was talking about what he calls sward there, that's the pasture, we looked at some of that yesterday and it seems like there are a lot of weeds left in it. And I asked him, you know, have the cattle been there? Yes, the cattle have already been, but they don't eat a plant called plantains, which is this little thing with a hard head on it. You see it everywhere. And that helps to reduce the nitrogen in the soil. That's doing something completely different. It's not feeding the cattle, which I found kind of interesting.
So discerning animals, they won't eat it.
Yeah, and but it does something very specific to the soil. Now, in the time they've been there, they've taken a carbon survey of the land. They've measured the amount of carbon in the soil, but also in the trees and hedges. They use did that by using a helicopter and technology developed by the US military. And as part of all of this, they're also growing trees, what they call silver pasture. And John told me something about that.
So we're looking at four different ways to reduce our greenhouse gases. The multi-species swards with the legumes is one of them. Improving the pH is another. We're also then looking to put in silver pasture, trees and animals together. And where that has happened, one of the oldest projects on this island is in Armagh. It's 28 years old. They've trebled the carbon sequestration, they've doubled the biodiversity, and they've extended the grazing window for farmers by 17 weeks a year. Now, we can produce a lot of grass, but our problem is we can't normally graze it because our ground gets too wet. The trees actually help to dry it out. So we can get our animals out early in the spring, later in the autumn, and so we can drive the profits. Because at the end of the day, if our business or any of our farmers' businesses are not profitable, they can't help the environment. So the two have to go hand in hand. And that's why this site is really valuable, is looking at not only environmental profitability, but financial profitability as well.
And they say, Fergal, that carbon neutral farming can be compatible with the food needs of the world, with growing populations.
One of the directors of the company is Professor Alice Stanton. She's the Professor of Cardiovascular Pharmacology at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. And she's Director of Human Health with this company, Devnish Nutrition. I met her there as well yesterday. And she said that nutrition and environmental sustainability have to be looked at together, but that a balance is obtainable to save the planet as time goes on.
Yes, with agri-technology solutions on farm, we can reduce greenhouse gas emissions from both animal food production and plant-based production. In actual fact, I think there's general agreement that approximately one third of the plate should be animal source food and two thirds or slightly more should be plant-based. There have been recent suggestions, mainly driven by the concern over the greenhouse gas emissions, the carbon dioxide and the nitrates that are released into the atmosphere by beef production, lamb production, pork and chicken production to a lesser extent, that in actual fact we should switch over to a more vegetarian diet, even to a vegan diet with no animal sourced protein whatsoever. However, my concern is if we turn to that, we will increase deficiencies of key nutrients such as long chain omega-3 fatty acids, such as iron, such as vitamin D. And in fact, we're up to, the world's population is up to 80% deficient in those nutrients at the moment. We'll make the situation worse. My other concern with recently proposed changes in diets as the solution to our climate change, that we would switch over, we would reduce red meat and processed meat consumption by 90%, I don't think it's going to happen. If we rely on that to solve climate change or climate crisis, then we will continue to have climate change and we will reach a situation in 2050 where human life is not sustainable in large parts of our planet. We need to address the environment and the diet together.
And Devonish are interested in sharing their knowledge with other farmers. They do take from time to time groups of farmers around the farm. You can contact them at devonish.com, D-V-E-N-I-S-H.
All right, Fergal Keane, thank you very much.